A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Welcome back. Final segment of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery and Scott Mitchell. It's our buy or sell segment here on the program, brought to you by TradingAcademy.com. TradingAcademy.com, online trading academy, does this. You can go get a free 3-hour preview or a little sample of what they do online and a free training. Just go to online trading academy at TradingAcademy.com. TradingAcademy.com. Scott Mitchell, we're going to start things off. Explain to the folks what buy or sell means, my friend.
All right. Well, there are things in sports that we look at that we find might be interesting or not. And we decide whether we're going to invest in them, so we buy them, or get rid of them, and we sell them. Just like in the investing world, you buy things in the hope that they go up and you make some money, or if you want to get rid of them and so you don't lose money. And that's what we do.
Scott, do you buy Michael Jordan not having a massive gambling problem?
I think he has a massive, massive gambling problem.
You know what? I was thinking about this. You know who one of his close buddies has been, and now they don't talk, but Charles Barkley, who, by the way, has said he himself has a massive gambling problem. These guys had gambling problems with each other, extended into other things. I don't know, in a locker room, are people just making bets all the time and $100 bills
all the time,
passing back and forth? See, this happens, right?
All the time. No, having card games, having them on the airplane, in the locker room, the card games carry into the hotel after you get off the airplane when you're traveling somewhere. And when you're this athlete and you know, as I spoke about, this adrenaline of going in front of these crowds of people, the adrenaline of like the risk in gambling is something that so many of these players can relate to, and it really feeds a part of that, you know, part of your body, that this whole excitement and you have this belief that you're the one person that's going to gamble something and you're going to win. And quite frankly, I think it's why so many athletes are broke when they can get older, is because they think they can conquer the world, and it's always go big or go home with these athletes. And so gambling is extremely appealing. And with a guy like Michael Jordan, it's like, you know, $1,000, you know, a hand, or $1,000 a hole in a golf course is, you know, is small money to him. I mean, most people it's ridiculous, but to him that's exciting because there's something really on the line here.
It's wild. Buy or sell the Major League Baseball proposal to start in July on 4th of July weekend. You buying or selling that?
I'm buying the heck out of that. And I think people are going to find out that 82 games is nice. It's a perfect time of year to do it. It's the summer. It's kind of the summer, you know, pastime, whatever. You know, the dog days of summer, all that stuff fits with baseball. And I just, as we talked about earlier, I think it would be more exciting. I think it's that the doldrums that we have in the summer kind of go away because it's that new excitement of a new season and people are going out to the ballpark, and it's not cold. I mean, there's so often a lot of these games are cold early on in the year, and that certainly isn't baseball. So I love the idea of it, and I think it's something that, you know, I doubt it will stick over time because they just make too much money with the longer season. But I love the fact that it's 82 games this year.
Scott,
buy the heck out of that.
Odds makers have their favorites to win the 2020 MVP in the National Football League. Patrick Mahomes, by far and away, the favorite. at 4-1 odds. The MVP from last season, Lamar Jackson, is a 13-2 odd. He's there in second. Dak Prescott is the third best odds at 9-1. He's ahead of Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, Kyler Murray. Why is Kyler Murray on this list? And Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers. Those are the two question marks I have on there. Why is Dak Prescott above my guy Russell Wilson, number one? And number two, why is Kyler Murray on the list at all?
Well, he shouldn't be on the list, and it's just building up young players, building up a kind of a fringe franchise in Arizona. I mean, they just have a lot of optimism there. I mean, the guy won the Heisman Trophy. I'm still not convinced that, you know, it's kind of like Baker Mayfield, just not convinced that that's the first player and pick in the draft and what have you. But, you know, it'll remain to be seen. I will tell you about Patrick Mahomes. Am I buying all of this stuff? No, yeah. I'm not. I'm not buying the odds on who's going to be the MVP.
Patrick Mahomes, though, right?
No, I'm not. No, I'll tell you why. Because it is so hard to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. And because you're going to get everyone's best. And, I mean, you want to talk about a massive bullseye. Patrick Mahomes has the bullseye on him right now. So, I think he'll be great in the long run, probably win two or three more Super Bowls, maybe more. But the next year, I don't know. I'll tell you the guy I put my money on for MVP, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is 16-1 odds, same odds as Kyler Murray. That's an insult.
Right.
But totally. I will say, no shocker that there is not anybody but a quarterback on this 8-person list that they have on there.
Well, it's a quarterback league. I mean, that's just league. How it is.
Yeah. I should have known you were going to say that.
you know, it's like it's the questions you shouldn't ask. Like your wife should never ask the question.
Right.
You know, that's the same thing, Alex. I've now become your wife. Don't ask me the quarterback question anymore.
Scott, I was going to bring this up because they have this question up there. They had this question up earlier today where it said, would you rather play with Michael Jordan or LeBron James? Are you playing with LeBron James over Michael Jordan in any fashion?
No, not even.
Why not?
No.
Why not?
No.
They're both MVP. They're both all-timers, man.
No. No.
Why? This is 100%. Michael Jordan is in your generation of, like, when you're a professional athlete, and so you can't accept guy came along was better than a guy that you watched.
You want me to give you the answer?
Let me hear it.
You're making my answer for me, and it's not my answer. LeBron James, no question, amazingly talented. But what LeBron James did is he goes, I'm going to go create a Super League team, a traveling AAU team. We're going to get a bunch of guys from the neighborhood, and we're going to put together the very best team we can. And Michael Jordan said, I play for the Chicago Bulls.
I'm going to do it with these slouches, Steve
I'm
Kerr,
creating,
Scottie
I'm
Pippen.
Creating, yeah, I'm creating a culture. And you see he talks about it. He goes, there was a way that we did things, and I was the one who was the enforcer. I was the one who held everyone to that standard. And that, to me, is greatness. When you can take, and I'm not knocking any of the players that played for the Chicago Bulls, but they don't win championships without Michael Jordan. And his greatness was, you know, is he tall? Can he rebound like LeBron? All that stuff. That's not what makes him great. What makes him great, never lost in the finals, and just always found a way to win and found a way to get the absolute very best out of every guy that he played with. And he didn't care. He was not there to be their friend. He was there to win championships and to be great. Not even close. I take Michael Jordan all day long.
I would too, for all those same reasons. And I just don't think LeBron has the pure basketball gene that Michael Jordan has. There still is the most pure shot, the purest jump, the purest defender ever, Michael Jordan. I mean, he just looked more like a basketball player ever should look. If you watch any of this stuff, you go, oh, there's a reason everybody.
I take Michael Kobe Bryant over.
Okay, now you're getting crazy.
No, I'm not.
You just like him because he's – and you like him because Kobe had the same thing Michael did, which he was like, I'm going to win and I'm going to be a jerk, and it doesn't matter because I'm winning. LeBron still has to be everybody's friend. That's the part that I kind of bugs me. All right. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. We'll be back again tomorrow night on KSL's Unrivaled. Until then, we'll see you then, everybody. See you, Scotty.
See you.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.